Time now for your comments. When is a dentist not a dentist? Eric Berla suggested that a piece on the Patient's Bill of Rights robbed a congressman of his rightful title. He writes, Representative Norwood, the dentist from Georgia, was referred to as a former dentist, while his physician colleagues in the House were referred to as physicians. Since none of them are practicing, they are all either former or they are all currently entitled to the titles which they earned. In fact, Representative Norwood is a retired dentist, while the physicians in Congress still maintain their practices. Many listeners responded to the report about preschool education. Kelly Gunsenhauser of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, disagreed with a psychologist who said preschool puts too much emphasis on play. She writes that play is a crucial part of child development. Gross motor skills are acquired through playing ball and building block towers, then knocking them down. Dress-up centers teach creativity and important socialization and role-playing skills. Children learn the most important science skill, inquiry, from doing things in play that adults would never think of. Warren Reese of Delray Beach, Florida, said he enjoyed the radio expedition to the marine sanctuary at Dry Tortugas, located off Florida Keys, but he was disappointed that we omitted a key piece of the island's history.
I regretted that no mention was made of the fact that Fort Jefferson was used as a federal prison, where Dr. Samuel Mudd, who was implicated in the assassination of President Lincoln and was innocent, was imprisoned in that fortress with the moat stocked with sharks.
Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.